This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver Mayor Mike Johnson signed an executive order today that attempts to limit the ability of ICE agents to operate in the city. The order blocks ICE from staging on city property to enforce immigration law if they don't have a judicial warrant, a court order, or other legal mandate. It bars ICE from schools, churches, stadiums, libraries, and hospitals, as well as restricting the agency from racially profiling residents. It also empowers Denver police and sheriff's deputies to arrest ICE officers in certain circumstances. The order was inspired by community members after federal agents killed two U.S. citizens in Minnesota. They asked the mayor and city council how they plan to protect residents against a potential surge by the Trump administration. ICE did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Disgruntled neighbors of the Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs oppose an effort at the State House to circumvent existing noise regulations. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
Neighborhood noise has been an issue since before the amphitheater even opened in 2024. A group of local residents sued in January, claiming the venue violates the state's Noise Abatement Act. This new legislative proposal would change that state law, allowing cities and counties to issue permits to exempt certain properties from noise limits. The bill has its first hearing next month. Neighbors have already started flooding the inboxes of legislators and Governor Jared Polis, urging them to oppose the bill. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
It's just about 7:06. This is CPR News.